Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. The time on the clock, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time. Here's the latest information on Hurricane Delta. The wind on the brand new advisory that just issued, 105 miles an hour, a little lower than the last time because we're over land. Made landfall this morning at Puerto Morelos at 110 miles an hour, 20 miles south of Cancun. So over land, the wind came down a little bit, but there's still quite a bit of impacts. Northwest movement, 17 miles an hour. And later on this morning, getting into this afternoon, re-emerging in the Gulf of Mexico, and our forecast does strengthen the storm with time. So let's look at the latest information right here, right over the Yucatan Peninsula, producing heavy rainfall, storm surge, and significant winds associated with this storm. And with time, this afternoon, getting back into the Gulf of Mexico and begins to approach the northern Gulf Coast. Here's our latest forecast track. If you really look at this, becoming stronger with time. So you look at this wind field stretching out about 135 miles from the center, and even the hurricane force wind stretching out about 30 miles from the center. So it's really important not to concentrate just on that exact forecast point, not just that line, but really look at this cone, because as we travel towards the northern Gulf Coast along the Louisiana coast, you look at this cone, that center could be anywhere in here about two-thirds of the time. So really need to be looking at these areas, thinking about preparedness, thinking about those actions of getting ready for the storm. And it looks like we're going to have the typical impacts with this, the strong winds, going to have that rainfall, and going to have that storm surge. So let's look at some of those, the winds. I think it's really important to look at some of these impacts, and especially when we look at the arrival times. It's important to look at this for basically when to be prepared, when to be ready, when it becomes too dangerous to be outside. So overnight, Friday morning, going to see some of those tropical storm force winds arrive along the Louisiana coast. So any of those areas, upper Texas coast could see some of those winds, Beaumont, over to Lake Charles, Lafayette. But look at inland. When you have a strong storm like this, especially if you look at the movement moving faster, some of those strong winds could stretch inland. So places Lafayette, Baton Rouge, even getting into places like Macomb, Mississippi, with time, some of those winds could stretch well inland. So that's something to think about in preparedness. Got to be careful with those trees. You got to be careful looking at the power outages potentially in a lot of these areas. So that's some of the big impacts associated with the wind. The rain is also another factor that we look at here. Some areas getting significant rain. Now, it's going to be moving fairly quickly, but at the same time, tropical moisture, those rain bands could produce a lot of rain. 6 to 10 inches of rain in some areas around the Mississippi River. You look through Vicksburg, Natchez, in Mississippi, some of those areas could get some of that rainfall. And a large swath in yellow, 4 to 6 inches of rain, that stretches from the Louisiana coast up towards, you know, Baton Rouge. You start getting into places into Mississippi and also Arkansas as well. So some of those tropical rains could produce, you get some creeks, rivers could overflow. So you really need to pay attention to those local warnings. If there's flood warnings, make sure to seek higher ground in some of those areas. So that's the latest information that we have from the Hurricane Center on Hurricane Delta right here in Miami, Florida.